Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Pidal, the Noiz Vodr edition, the last final Daf of Meseches Kilayim, Perek Chi, beginning of Halacha Vov, starting the Mishnah in the bottom of Pegim on the base. Says the Mishnah, HaToichiv Tchifo Achas Eino Chibur. One who connects two clothing together by stitching it together by once, only putting the thread one time between the two clothing, that's not considered to be a connection. Eino Chibur. And referring to tumah. Tumah and clothing are connected together when one part becomes tumah and the other part becomes tumah. But here they're not connected. There's no issue of kilayim, putting wool and linen together if they're connected only with one thread. Someone who goes and detaches this one stitch and on Shabbos, that's not considered to be tearing, it's not a problem in Shabbos. Also, shnei rosheo b'tzad echot, if he did put the thread twice, back and forth, even though it's on one side, then it's chibur, then it's a connection with tumo. V'yesh b'mishum kilayim, there's a yisuf kilayim, v'ashoyim to b'shabas chayav, disconnecting in Shabbos chayav. V'yidoyim match at the sholosh. In order to be chayav in Shabbos, you have to put the thread three times into the clothing. Asak v'akubo mitztav from the kilayim, when a person has a basket or a sack that has in it wool and linen, so the basket and joins it together, make a problem of kilayim. That's what the Rambam explains this part of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Pidal and Mudalaf on top. Meaning, when a person puts a thread to connect to clothing, he needs to pass the thread completely to the other side. He starts from one side, and he has to pass it to the other side. It should not go back to the original side where he came from. Go look at our Mishnah. It says clearly that you can both sides of the thread can be in the same side. You don't have to be in two different sides. Says the Gemara, according to this, maybe every time we're speaking about thread going through the clothing, it needs to go twice. It needs to go in and it needs to go inside and then go back out. So when we say two, we don't mean two, we mean four. That's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said two. And the Gemara brings another case of the Mishnah. Rabbi says to do three times. You want to tell me it has to go in and out and in three times? It really means six times? We don't have to do so much. Just a little, just one time going through it, that's enough. If you have a thread which is prepared to be going to the needle, even though it's tied up and it's ready to go, it's not connected. Until you go into the clothing, it's not connected. Tofru lebeged, that's what Chaim was goyves. Hachut chibur lebeged ve'inu chibur lemachat. So the clothing right now is connected to the thread, they're one. And the needle, even though it's still connected to the thread, is not part of it, and it doesn't get tumo, and it's not part of the same beged. Says the Gemara, so shnei resheo b'shnei tzad echod, we quote from the Mishnah, mikan. It needs to be tied in both sides. Not enough just to have a thread go through the clothing and it can be pulled out. It needs to be tied up so it won't be pulled out. Rabbanan argue. Someone who stretches a clothing and inside there's a thread and he stretches it, makes the thread stretch out. So you have, because that's toifer, that's part of sewing. He's sewing the beged and putting the thread into it. According to you, that a thread is not a thread unless it has a knot. So you have your two things. You have your toifer, because he's sewing it, and also kosher, because he's tying it up with a knot. You see, he can do it even without tying up. Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to do it three times. Omar Simon Timer de Avudo, a day shlishi, melachtoimis kemes. What makes it keep it together is you have to go three times into the back end. If it's not three times, it will fall apart. My Rabbi Yehuda carries a blazer. Who Rabbi Yehuda works like a blazer? The Tanya Tamar we learned there. Blazer Omer. Hoyeg shloy shechutim betchilo ve'echad la'arik chayav. When you start sewing, if you weave together three threads, he's chayav. If he has already a clothing ready, so even one is chayav. So you see, to start, you need to have three. So the one that pidal on base. Omar Avulo time the blazer taman. Says more there, it's different. There, you start something completely new. So there, it could be that without three, that doesn't work. But But here, even if you do less, you're just connecting to an existing clothing. So there it could be that you don't need three in order to connect it, meaning that not necessarily Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Yudah and our Mishnah. The Mishnah ended a sack ve'akupa, if you had a sack or a basket that you have in kilayim, it's a problem. Tafka a sack, but not a basket. According to the Rambam, Pshat is because the basket has holes in it, the type of basket called sal, and therefore it's like it's said to be connecting the wool and linen together. We found in the Mefarish Braisa that add sal into part of the list that does have a problem with kilayim. Oy alim ain be mishum kilayim. That oil is no kilayim, even though a person is sitting underneath the tent, but he's not wearing the tent, so it's not kilayim. Ravir boy, who b'noi ma'ashi tzitav for b'kilayim? Him and his son, if they're both wearing a clothing together, meaning connected together, the clothing connected through a belt, is that a problem of kilayim? And the Gemara explains, Hachavid, what's the case? Who lovish morning domer? He's wearing wool clothing. Ubrei lovish morning the kitan, and his son is wearing linen clothing. Nosti piski domar ve'agla al treyon. He put a string of wool surrounding both of them. So when they're going to walk, it's probably going to fall apart. But right now they're connected. Is there a problem with kilayim? Omar Abiyasi, this whole question starts, v'ahin noy noshuk. It's only if it's tied up and attached together strongly. But if it's something which will fall very easily, there's not even a question. Rav Chagai boy, who atzo ma'ashit tzav pekilayim? Forget about him and his son, two people. He himself. Can he join two things in kilayim? Hey Chavid, what's the case? Who lovish dardosim da'amar b'chadur iglayim? One foot, he's wearing socks of wool. For dardosim d'kitim b'chadur iglayim. On the second foot, he's wearing linen socks. Omar b'reisi v'en noy noshuk. I have to talk about they're attached together and they're tied together in a way that they're not separated. And then you have the question. The Gemara goes on and says, "Lo tzorcha deloy." I have another question to ask you. Hayu b'roisha pitzios, he has on his head some blisters. Yerv siplani demortad de'amar alchado, v'siplani demortad de'kito alchado. He puts bandages of wool on one side of his head, on one part of his blisters, and he puts on the other side, another wound, he puts bandages made of linen. Is that a problem? Is that considered to be one or not? Again, we talk about that they're connected and attached together. Because ein lecha asur ela noshuch bilvad. There's only issue when you have some connection and a strong connection in order to cause this kilayim. And it's interesting, the Gemara concludes this mesechto, this very heavy duty mesechto, one of the strongest and difficult mesechtos of Yerushalmi. The Gemara concludes it like this. We had some magatas a few blatas before. The one concludes Ramesh in the middle of a topic, and that's where we end the Masechta. Hadron Aloch Perik Eino Ostro Bezer Hashem Mislikol HaMaseches Kilayim Baruch Hashem. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Pei Daled, and we end with this, the Masechta Kilayim.